darkness is different in the light than here. In dark. Call it the blackness, call it darkness. The language has no term for it. The darkness has a different texture. And this is so real, you feel you can touch it. The vacuum, and of course it's not a vacuum, it's the cosmos. It's very energetic and has lots of messages, things in it. It's very rich. And in sunlight, I have the sun, like the sun coming from behind me, to light the darkness. There is nothing there, I guess there is nothing there, for the eye to perceive. To have the light come back. But there must be something that is sending light back your way because the darkness is different in daylight than in nighttime. I describe it as a velvet. It's infinitely flexible, it's infinitely moldable. And it doesn't resist you in any way. Well, it does a little. It resists you enough to be able to, like it, could reach out and touch it. It's like a way of water. It's like a very thin water. Except you always perceive that as a temperature. And it's not wet. That's all. But it's like it had some medium to it. It's like if you were to move through it, it would be something. It would be something with the hands. You know, something you could feel. We'll be right back. I am a spokesperson. Space is my calling. One component to that is wanting to have things happen which are unusual. Wanting to have perceptions of a different reality than you're used to. Even wanting illusions to occur and thinking that they are fun. It's wanting to have an experience of the real thing and an experience of the unreal things. And so you go into space with illusions, but it gets back to the idea of if you want to understand space, you have to give yourself over to it. If you resist becoming a space creature, it's going to hurt. I think one reason it goes easy for me is because I want things to happen. I want space to affect me. I want it to move me. I want it to do things to me. I think it is compatible with my philosophy of there's only one thing constant in our universe, and that is change. And that is continual evolution in all the forms, physical, spiritual, any way you want. Change is the only constant. I am the cosmos. I am part of this process that I am doing. I'm part of it. I'm molecules. My molecules are those molecules. The stars that die, that's me. It's a real art how to drop yourself perfectly.